We left off the very bottom of Kuf Aleph and Beis. We had a machlokes, Reb Chista and Reb Sheshes. Reb Chista said that which we say Shini Makom Tzarech Levarich is dafka by Dvarim She'en Tuna Brach Achrein Bimkaimim, things that don't need a Chashav Brach Achreina, which according to some Rishonim means you don't have to go back, like the Sukkim Brachas, you don't have to go back to make a Brach Achreina where you originally ate. And but if it does need a bracha achrayim b'mkayimon, which according to, again, like we said yesterday, Rashi Rashbam, means that it has a main shalish, which would be even payers of the shivas aminim, wine would be included. So then, and a chenami, even if you change places, you don't have to make a new bracha. Tosfos says that it's limited to only pas and maybe mezainos. And then we had Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes says it doesn't make a difference. No matter what, you're Meshana Makim, you have to make a new bracha, even if it's Dvarma Hatun Bracha Chayim B'Mkayim, and even if you washed, you ate bread, who cares? You're Meshana Makim, you have to make a new bracha. So we asked him a Braisa. The Braisa says that you had a bunch of B'nai Chabur that were eating together, and some of them left to go greet either a Chasan or a Kala. So the halacha was that if everybody left, if not everybody left, some people stay back, so then when they come back, they don't need a new bracha. But if everybody left, so then they need a bracha achrayna before they leave, and they need a bracha rishayna when they come back. So it's a kasha on Reb Chista, because madach, if you're coming back to the same place, but the fact that everybody left, that breaks the suit, then you need a new bracha. So kol shekein, if they go to a new place, then you should need a new bracha. So that's where we left off yesterday with this kasha. So says the Gemara, Amar Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok, last line, Man Tana Akirois, who's the Tana of this Braisa who says that when you're Oiker, you need a new bracha? Reb Yehuda, it's Reb Yehuda. Meaning, Enechanami, Reb Chista agrees that there is a Shita out there, which is Reb Yehuda, we're about to quote in a moment, who says that if you're Mishana Mokim, it's Tzarech Levarach no matter what. However, the Chacham disagree with him, and the Chacham hold that Shinim Makim like us is Ein Tzarech Levarach, as long as it's a Chasur Bracha, as long as it's Dvarim Hatunim Bracha Lachareim B'mkayimon. So I hold like the Chachamim. I'll tell you that this Braisa that says not like me is because it's the Shita of Reb Yehuda, the Tanya. Like we learned in a Braisa, Chaverim Shayim Mesubim. If you had a bunch of Chaverim eating together, V'akru Ragleim Lelech Lebeis HaKnesses, and they got up in the middle of the Suda in order to go daven, to go to the Beit HaKnesses. Let's say it was Mincha time, Maariv time, whatever it was. So they stopped in the middle of the Suda to go daven. Or the Beit HaMedrash, or for whatever reason, they went to the Beit HaMedrash in the middle of the Suda. Kishehen Yaitzin, when they leave, Ein Tunim Bracha L'Mafreya, they don't need a Bracha Achreina before they leave. Ukshen Chayzin, and when they come back, Ein Tunim Bracha L'Chatkila, they don't need a Bracha Rishayna. Because as long as it's Akru Raglaim, like we explained yesterday, which is mashma that it's in the middle of a Suda, it's in the middle of a Dabar Shet, Tu'un Brach Akrayim B'mkayman, so then, automatically, when you come back, you're continuing on the original Bracha. And there's no Chiv to make a new Bracha. Reb Yehuda on that says, Reb Yehuda, no. When do we say that when they leave, they don't need a Bracha Akrayna, when they come back, they don't need a Bracha Rishayna, Bizman Shini Chusham B'Kses Chaveirun, only if some of the people stayed back and not everybody left. But if not everybody, if nobody stayed back, everybody left, so then, Kishem Yoitzim, then when they leave, Tunim Bracha L'Mafreya, then they need a Bracha Achroina before they leave. Kishem Chayzim, and when they return, Tunim Bracha L'Katchila, they need a Bracha Rishayna. So, it's clear over here, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, no matter what, you need a new Bracha. Even if it's a middle of a Suda. And if that's the case, so I could say the first Braisa as well, that said the same thing, that you need a new Bracha, that first Braisa is going to be the Shita of Reb Yehuda. However, Reb Chista will tell you, we pass on like the Chacham, which is the Tanakam of this second Braisa, who says that even if they didn't leave Mixes Chaverim, even if they totally left and they came back, it doesn't make a difference, they don't need a new Bracha. So now the Gemara is medayik fakert. Ella, if that's the case, time, it's mashma, the only reason why they need a new bracha is devar matun and bracha lachrayim b'mkayman. Since it is that they don't need a new bracha, since it's in the middle of a suda, again, like we said yesterday, the lashon of akru raglayim is mashma that there was an akira they left in the middle, because since it needs a bracha chayim b'mkayman, so calls man that they didn't make the bracha chayim b'mkayman, they're not finished yet and they're being akira in the middle. So it's now you can be medaya faker. Daka, because they left in the middle, because it was dvar matun and bracha achreim kaiman, that's why we say the chshen yotzim ain't tun and bracha mafreyu, chshen chayzim ain't tun and bracha lachatchila. That's why when they leave, they don't need a bracha afterwards. And when they come back, they don't need a bracha rishayna. Aval dvar mshe ain't tun and bracha lachreim kaiman. If it wouldn't be an achila that was called akru ragla, meaning if they were eating only something that doesn't require bracha afterwards. For example, they were eating just shahakal things, or hadama na'itz that doesn't require more than a bar nefashos. So then, even the rabbanon, the tanakama would agree k'shen yotze that when they leave tuna bracha mafreya, they need a bracha chreina ukshen chayzin, and when they come back tuna bracha lachatchila, they would need a bracha rishayna. And the reason why we're medayik that is because it says akru raglayim. It's mashma dafka because it was akru raglayim, because it was the middle of the suda. That's why they don't need a bracha. But if it wasn't the middle of the suda, then even the Tanakhama would agree that they need a new bracha. Leim etevi tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. That should be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan told us in yesterday's daf that shinu makim is ein sarach levarich across the board, no matter what you eat, even if you're eating things that don't require bracha achrayim b'mkayman, nonetheless he holds that shinu makim is never sarach levarich. So this brisa, the fact that it says akru aglayim, which is mashra dafka because it's dvar ma hatun and bracha achrayim b'mkayman, dafka things that need a chashav bracha achrayna, so it's mashma that if it would be anything else that wouldn't need a bracha achrayim b'mkayman, yutaka would need a new bracha, so it should be a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. What's the big deal? What's bothering you? We already brought in the middle of yesterday's daf a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. We already said tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta because we had a brisa that said beferish shirim makom tzarach levarach. So fine, so Rabbi Yochanan slugged up already. So what do we care? So this is another tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. Everything Gemara, yes. We want to know if this is a second kasha, a new kasha. Meaning, and what's in the negeira that it's a new kasha? So, Rashbam speaks out, because nafkamina would be if you ever get a teretz to the first kasha, or you ever figure out that the first price is mishabeshta, or so that you still have a kasha in the second price. So, is this price a kasha of Yechanan? Says the Gemara, no, you have no right. This kasha is not this price is not a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Amar Lach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan could tell you, Hu Adin Dafil Dvarim She'ain Tunim Bracha Achrayim Imkayim Nami Ain Tzrichim Levarach. Really, even if they were in the middle of eating things that don't need a Bracha Achrayim Imkayim, that don't need a Chashav Bracha Achrayim, let's say they were just eating Shahakol foods or hadama foods, alpha pikein, if they left to go to the Beis HaKnesset, the Beis HaMedrash, when they leave, they don't need a bracha chreina, when they come back, they don't need a bracha rishreina. Hu adin da'afidu devarim she'en tu nebracha l'achreim b'mkayim enami ein srich nevarach, it doesn't require a bracha. V'hadik tani akru agleim, if so, why does it say in the Bryce akru raglayim? Why do we talk about dafka chashav foods, dafka foods that are tu nebracha achreim b'mkayim on? Le'di'acha k'echad Reb Yehuda. To teach us a chiddush in Reb Yehuda, the afilu dvarim shetu'un bracha achrayim b'mkayman. Even if it's things that require bracha achrayim b'mkayman, nonetheless, time of the nichu mixes chaverim. The only reason why you don't need a new bracha is only because not everybody left; some people stayed back. Avalei nichu mixes chaverim. But according to Reb Yehuda, even though it was chashav food, even though it was let's say hamaitzi, nonetheless, if everybody left. If some people didn't stay back, then kishen yoytzim went before they leave to an bracha mafei, they need a bracha chayna ukshen chayzin, and when they come back to an bracha lachatchila, they would need a bracha rishayna. So it comes out we have three shitas. According to Reb Yehuda, the Tana, then no matter what, you would always have to make a new bracha Rishayna, when you, even if it's chashuv things, the only way that you wouldn't is if you left and only, and some people stayed back, and then you're coming back to the original place, because that sudu never stopped. And Reb Sheshis, the Amayr, who seems to say that way, that Shini Makim has to make a bracha across the board, seems to hold like Reb Yehuda. Then we have the Tanakam of this brisa that says, as long as it's a davar chashuv, you for sure don't have to come back. And then there's a shayla in the Amoraim, is that dafka because it's a davar chashuv, or is it even if it's not a davar chashuv? According to Reb Chisda, it's dafka because it's a davar chashuv, and Reb Yechon says it's lav dafka, but even if it wasn't a davar chashuv, even if it was a shahakal or a adamah, nonetheless, Ashina Makim is in Tzarech Levar. But we already said before that we have the first brisa that's a tiyufta on Reb Yechon, so halacha l'maisa, we're obviously not going to go with that shita. Tanya Kavosei to Reb Chisda. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that's like Reb Chisda, that if it's a chashuv bracha, then Ashina Makim is not going to require a new bracha. Masha Enkin, if it doesn't require a chashuv bracha achrayna, then it will need a new bracha when you're Mishana Makim, when you change places. Tanya Kavosei to Reb Chisda, chaverim shayim mesuvin lishtes yayin. Because you have a bunch of chaverim that were sitting down together to drink wine. So according to the Rashbam and Rashi, that alone is a raya that it's dvarm hatun bracha achrayim kaimim, because wine requires a main shalosh. A main shalosh, according to them, is dvarm hatun bracha achrayim kaimim. The akru raglayim, but even according to Taisus, that wine is not enough, since the brisa can adds in those words the akru raglayim, so it's mashma that there was an akiru beer. That means obviously they ate more than just plain wine. The suda was centered around wine, maybe it was a perm suda, but they ate, obviously, Mizaynus or Amaiti as well, because they were, it says they were Akru Aglaim. Then it says, V'chazur, they came back, even though everybody left and they came back, nonetheless, Ein Tzrichim L'Bracha, they don't have to make a new bracha. So this is Beferish. Like Reb Chisda, wherever there's an Akiris Aglaim, wherever it's Dvarim, Hatun, and Bracha Aglaim, B'mkaimen, even though everybody leaves, Ava Bikain, you don't need a new bracha. But you could be medayik over here that it's dafka because it's akru agleim. But if it wasn't akru agleim, if it was dvarm she'in tvun and bracha akreim b'mkayim, then you would need a new bracha, because over here you can't say, like we said in the previous brisa, that it was coming to say chiddush and rebuta, because over here this brisa only mentions one shita. That's why it's a right dafka to Reb Chisda and not a right to Reb Yochanan. Tana Rabbana. B'nei chabur she mesubim, people were eating, v'kiddush alayim ayayim. And then, it was Friday afternoon when they were eating, and then it became time for Shabbos. Mevi'in lo kais shel yayin, so they bring him a kais of wine, v'aymer lo kiddush hayayim, and they make kiddush, v'sheini, and a second kais, aymer lo birkas hamazon, they make birkas hamazon, divrei Reb Yehuda, that's the shita of Reb Yehuda. I mean, like we learned before in the beginning of the parak, according to Reb Yehuda, if you're eating a suda Friday afternoon, even if you started beheter, apple pekane, once it gets Friday at night, you're mechuyev to stop bench and then make a new suda lechvayd Shabbos. So, memelia, as soon as it's kiddush alav ayayim, they have to bench. But you have a problem, because according to the way we have the gears over here, that they make kiddush first and then bench, the reason is because as soon as it becomes Friday night, you're mechuyev to make kiddush. You can't drink the kiddush al bracha of birchas hamazon without making kiddush first. So what you do is they bring one kais and they make kiddush on it, and then they bring a second kais to be the kais of bracha. You end this meal, you mesalak the shulchan, and then they start again a new meal, which will be the suda Shabbos, the Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi,
prayer's sadan over here, prayer's mappa, like we said before.
So that was the in between shita. We have before three shitas. Reb Yehuda held you have to stop the meal. Reb Yosi holds that you continue eating, right? So this is Reb Yehuda Lishitasa. Reb Yosi held that, like we're going to see in a moment, you continue eating. Shmuel said Paris Mappa, which we spoke out then, one of two pshatim. Either Shmuel really holds me, or I didn't like Reb Yosi, just lechumra, you don't have to stop your whole meal, but if it's it to be Paris Mappa Mukadish, which is not a big deal, so you might as well do that. Or, like we spoke out then from Taisus says that there's Taka in Taisefta in the Brisa, there's a third Shita, which is the Chacham, which is how Shmuel Paskin like. But either way, this Brisa is Reb Yehuda Lishitasa, he holds that you mamash have to stop. Reb Yosi Yomer, and this again is going to be Reb Yosi Lishitasa. Reb Yosi Yomer, Oichel Vahoylech Ad Shetechshach. Then no, he could eat as long as he wants. Now these words Ad Shetechshach are very schwer, because it was already Kiddush Aleihem Mayayim. So some are Gairus over here, Achati Gomer. You could eat until it finishes, because that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. You don't have to stop your Suda. You can finish your Friday afternoon Suda, even if it goes till 8 o'clock at night, in the middle of Shabbos. And then afterwards, you'll bench. And the part that you ate on Shabbos counts for to be Yossi Yossi the Shabbos. You'll bench and you'll make Kiddush, and the Kiddush does, it could be at the end of the Suda. It's not a problem. You don't have to stop the Suda and start again new as a Shabbos Suda. So you eat until it gets dark. Then gamru. Then when they finish the suda, kais rishay mevarach alav birkas amazin. So the first kais they make birkas amazin. Vasheni amar kiddush ayom. And on the second kais they make kiddush. Now according to this shita, the order of the two kaises was reversed. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you had to make kiddush first and then birkas amazin. According to Rabbi Yossi, you could make Birkas HaMazon first and then Kiddush. And the reason is, very simply, Rabbi Yossi holds that if you're in the middle of the Suda, you're allowed to continue and finish off the Suda. So if you're allowed to finish off the Suda, you can eat whatever you want, so Hu Adin, there's no problem with drinking the Kashal Bracha, even though it's before Kiddush. That's part of the finishing off the Suda. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you have no problem. It's the Shabbos Suda. You finish off the Suda, you'll drink the Kashal Bracha on the Shabbos Suda, and after everything's done, then you'll make Kiddush. Frank the Gemara, Amai. Why do you have to do that? Why do you need two kaisis? Nemrinu litavayu achal bekalsa. Why can't you use the same kais and double dip? Use it for a kais shel bracha for benching, and also use it for the same kais of Kiddush. Now the Rishonim speak out over here that this kasha is only a kasha according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the benching is on the Friday meal, and Kiddush is on the Shabbos meal, it doesn't pass to combine them. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Friday meal, as it goes into Shabbos, you don't have to stop it, it automatically becomes a Shabbos meal. And at the end of the meal, you're going to bench and make Kiddush. So why can't you do both on the same kais? Take one kais, and you'll say Birkas HaMazon, and at the end of Birkas HaMazon, you'll say Kiddush, and drink one kais for both. Why do you need two separate kaises? Amrev Sheshes, says Rebuna in the name of Reb Sheshes, Ein Oyrim Shnei Kaises Kedusha is Al Kaisha Echa. The reason is you can't say two Kedushas on one Kais. Now, Kedushas over here is Lav Dalka. It means you can't have two separate Inyanim being said. Birkas HaMazon is also, for, in this regard, considered a Kedusha. I mean, you can't say two separate Inyanim on the same Kais.
How do we make Havdalah on the same Kais?
Havdalah and?
Kiddush.
Yeah. So the Gemara's going to get to that. Havdalah and Kiddush, we're going to get to soon. So therefore, you can't combine a kais shel bracha of Birkas HaMazon together with the kais of Kiddush. My time, why not? There's a rule that you're not allowed to do mitzvahs in bundles. The Rishonim explained, because if you do mitzvahs in bundles, it looks like you're trying to patter zich up. You're trying to get out of the mitzvahs, so you try to group them all together and just get rid of them, get them over with. So therefore, there's a takana not to do mitzvahs in chavilas. Now, before we get to what Barak asked about, which will be the Gemara, how do we do Havdalah and Kiddush together, like we know we all do, that will be the next Gemara. But the Rishonim discussed, like many other things, based on this. For example, by a chasana, two things. First of all, by the chasana itself, they do kedushin and nisuin, and by the chuppah, and we have two separate kaises. One of the main reasons for that is gufa, because of this thing, because it's ein ayisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. And the second thing is by shavar brachas, by benching, whether it's by the chasan itself or whether it's the rest of the shavar brachas, we always have two separate kaises. We have one for the Birkas HaMazon and one for the shavar brachas. And the reason is, again, for the same thing, because the Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, because these are two separate mitzvahs that have no shaykhs to each other. One is the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Mekalos Shavar Brachas, and the other one is a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, and you can't combine them on the same kais. Frech the Gemara, is that so? V'loy, you can't do mitzvahs together? V'atanya, don't we have a braisa that says, Hanichnas Abeis of Motzei Shabbos, if somebody comes home Motzei Shabbos, then obviously he has to make Avdalah. So mevorech ala yain, so he makes a bayir pri agafen ala mar. Then he makes a bayir mareish, v'ala b'samim, he makes a bayir mareish v'samim. And then he says the bracha of Havdalah, bracha of Havdalah on Akkais. Now the Gemara bracha speaks out that this is the shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that Eish comes before Besamim. We obviously pass like Besil, who says the opposite, who says Besamim comes before Eish. But Al Kaparim, so far you come home on Shabbos, you make Havdalah. Simple, not like we all know. However, v'meimli el Akkais Echad, if a person only has one Kais, and he's going to eat Malav Malka. And if he's going to eat Malav Malka, and he's going to use the Kais already for Havdalah, so then he's not going to be able to have a Kais of Bracha. So Menicha L'Achar Amazon, so then he waits till after he finishes eating. U'Meshalshin Kulon L'Achar, then he puts them all, Shalshalas as a chain, makes he puts all the Brachas in order like a chain after the Birkas Amazon. So what do we see? You're combining Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon. So first of all, before we go weiter, parenthetically, the Rishonim are bothered over here, how you're allowed to eat before Havdalah. So some want to be machik and say that we're talking about that it's not that he wasn't eating from, he didn't come home and wash, but rather he was in the middle of Shalosh Shuras and it went into the night. But it's not mashma like that. It's mashma, the Lashon of Hanichas HaBeis is not mashma like that. So Tosfos says that it's a special heter over here, somebody who only has one kais, and he's not going to be able to have a kais or bracha. So we're not, because of that, we give him the heter to eat Malav Malka first, in order that he could be able to use the kais or bracha for Havdalah and for Birkas HaMazon, even though it's going to end up that he's eating before Havdalah. But Al Kaparim, we see that you're combining two things. And for the Gemara, Ein Lo Shani, over there, like we said, he only has one kais. So if he only has one kais, so then we let him do two things together, because otherwise he's going to end up not doing one of them. But one of that, but when he has two kaises, you're not allowed to put two things together. So our first brisa, which obviously he had two kaises, and it says the Feresh, Mavi and like kais echad, and he says Berkas HaMazon, and then he kais echad, and he says Kiddush. So obviously he has two kaises. Where you have two kaises, then you should bedafka use two kaises, and you should not combine it because of our rule of einais and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Frakti Gemara, it's not so. V'ha'yantiv shecholi is achar Shabbos. When yantiv falls out on Matzah Shabbos, so you have to make kiddush for yantiv, and you also have to make havdalah for Shabbos. The islay, and the assumption is, on Yontif, most people have wine. You have wine for Simchas Yontif. And Alfa Pekin, Vama Rav, Yakna. Rav said, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. You take the same kais, you make a Bayer Priya Gothin, you make the Bracha of Kiddush, then you make a Bracha of Bayer Miriyesh because it's Matzah Shabbos. Besom you don't need because when you go from Shabbos to Yontif, you don't need Besom either because the Besom is because you lose the Neshama Yisera and you have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif as well. Or, according to others, you don't have an Neshama Yisera on Yantiv, but the Simchas Yantiv takes, the same way that the Besamim is Mesameachim to console the Neshama for the loss of the Neshama Yisera, so too the Simchas Yantiv takes place of the Besamim, and therefore you don't need Besamim on Matzei Shabbos that goes into Yantiv. And then finally, Havdalah. Sorry?
How come you leave them? It's mine.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. We're not talking about the first days of Yontif. We're talking about, let's say, Shvi Shel Pesach, which we'll get to in a second.
Oh, so, okay.
The Amar Rav, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. You say Yayin first, then Kiddush, then Ner, then Havdalah. So, what are you doing? You're combining Havdalah and Kiddush on the same kais.
Yeah.
So, the Gemara says, Amri, Midalay Amar Zman, from the fact that Rav didn't mention anything about Zman, Michlal, that implies to be Shvi Shel Pesach Haskinon. That what are we talking about over here? We're talking about Shvi Shel Pesach, because the only Yontif that doesn't have Zman is Shvi Shel Pesach. Sukkot, you have Zman both on the first days and on the last days. Shavuos, you have Zman, and Pesach, the first days, you have Zman. The only Yontif that you don't have Zman is Shvi Shel Pesach. If that's the case, call my Dehavale Ochale. Whatever you have, all the wine, maybe it's towards the end of Yantiv. You're already running low on the wine, and maybe in a Hanami. Maybe the case is Yitak only had one kais. So Rav is saying, if you only have one kais left, and you need to combine Yayin, Kiddush, Nera Avda, altogether, this is the way you do it. But Enechanami, if he had two kaisis, as of now, according to this side of the Gemara, Enechanami, he should do it in two separate kaisis. Now, why is Shmini Atzeres going to be any different? So, Tosis says a very interesting thing. This is, I guess, in human psychology, but Tosis brings a raya from the Gemara Chulin like that. Every new Yontif, for the fact that it's a new Yontif, so you get for the beginning of Yontif new machalim and new wine. So Shmini Atzeres, since it's a regal b'fnei atzmo, so psychologically people prepare new wine for that and new food for that. Masha Enkein Shmini Shel Pesach is in the middle of the same Yontif, so all the food that they prepare for Yontif and they got for Yontif what they got before the first days, and it makes sense that by the time you get to Shmini Shel Pesach they're running out.
I just don't understand, why is there no Zman
by Shvi Shel Pesach? Why? So the Gemara says because there's no, since every day doesn't have a, is the same carbon as the day before, as opposed to, well, what's that? No, that's for how? I mean, because the reason why is because it's the same Yontif. You already made a Shechiyano on this Yontif. Shmini Atzeres is a new Yontif.
But Zman is not a Shechiyano.
Zman is Shechiyano. Kiddush is Yomtiv. Kiddush is the Yomtiv.
Kiddush is right.
Kiddush is Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Zman means Shechiyonu.
So according to this text right now, they're saying that on any other Yomtiv, you would need to taka use two different.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. At this step of the Gemara, we're going to fall off in a minute. But at this step of the Gemara, right at this year, Mitzvah in a little less than a month, Pesach night, you're going to take two kaisis. One you're going to make Kiddush, and one you're going to make Avdalah.
Mm-hmm. So one will be Kiddush and Zman, one will be Nitzan Ner and Avdalah.
Yeah.
Right. And you're going to make two yayins, or no? According to this.
No, because one bracha of yayin will pater both. Because once you made Agafen, you didn't have a Hesachadah, so one bracha of yayin will pater both. Which is similar to so what we do by Shabbat brachas, you only make one bracha of yayin, even though it's two separate kaisis.
Right.
Right, and Tosis brings a raya to this from a Gemara in Chulin, because we learned that the Gemara in Chulin says that there's in the sugya of Oisev Espenai, so there's normally when a farmer sells the mother and he sells the baby, he doesn't have to tell the person who bought the mother or the baby, whichever one was second, that the other one was sold, because there's no reason that he should have to assume that they were both sold, they're both going to be shechted at the same day. But if it was right before Erev Yontiv, then everybody's buying meat to shech for Yontiv, there's a big chash that they're going to be shechted the same day, so he has to mention to whichever one bought second, that by the way, I sold the mother today, or by the way, I sold the baby today. And the Gemara says over there, what are the four times? One of the four times that it mentioned was Erev Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't mention Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach. Why? Because Shmini Atzeres, because it's a regal b'fnei atzmo, people used to buy new meat to be Marv Vesuta, because it was like a new fresh Yom Tov. Masha Enke, in Erev Shmini Shel Pesach, it's just a hemshech of the first days of Pesach. So whatever meat they got from the first days, that's what they continue with. They don't get new meat for Yom Tov for the last days, so who are they? They don't get new wine for the last days.
All you're getting is leftovers.
That's but now with Nishtana Teva. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, because everybody's complaining so much about the food on Pesach already, they're like not cooking anymore for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Right, so again, so since you didn't say Zmanu, there's no Shechiyonu in this list that Rav said, Mechlal de Bishvi Shel Pesach Askina, obviously we're talking about the seventh day of Pesach, the Chomai de Havale Yochale, so all the wine that he had he already used up, and therefore we could assume that maybe he's talking about a person who's left with only one kais. Frank de Gemara, well, Yontav Rishon de Islay. By Yontav Rishon we said that everybody has. Like, everybody buys wine before Yontav. The Amar Abaye, nonetheless, Abaye says Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdala. The Rava Amar Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdala Zman Yak Nehas. Right. So later on, we're going to get to that's going to be tomorrow's Daf and Mirch Hashem. First, it's going to go through the Rav's Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdala. Is going to bring a bunch of different sheetahs about what the order is, and we'll discuss in Mirch Hashem then what the cheshbon is of each sheetah to make the order. But but the next dar, Rav and Abaye, they all already passed in like Rav that it's Yain Kiddush Ner Avdol. That's for sure. The question is, when you have Shechiyonu, where do you insert Shechiyonu? Abaye says you insert the Shechiyonu after Kiddush, because after all, Shechiyonu is Shaya to the Kiddush, it's not Shaya to the Avdolah. So you do Yain Kiddush Zman Ner Avdolah. And Rava does Yak Nahaz, which is the way we do, like we all know Yak Nahaz. And we'll discuss in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow why Rava said that way. But bottom line is Hanegele in Yenenu for now. Rava says clearly, we're talking about Zman, so obviously it's the first days of Yontif, when we just said that the first days of Yontif everybody has wine, so whether it's the first days of Sukkot, or the first days of Pesach, or the first day of Shmini Atzeres, whichever Yom Tov we're talking about, or Shavuos, that you're making Zman, obviously it's a Yom Tov that you're going to have a lot of wine. And Ava became both Abaye and Rava say that you're combining Kiddush together with Havdalah. So we're back to the Kasha. I ain't nice in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So, and for the Gemara, Ella Nuteret. Havdalah the Kiddush chadam osahi. Havdalah and Kiddush are essentially the same thing. So over there, it's not a problem of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, because they're one and the same. Havdalah is a type of kiddush. You're proclaiming the kiddush of the day on the way out, like Chazal Dashin, the katshei b'chnisasa v'katshei b'yitziyasa, that you mekadosh it with kiddush on the way in and you mekadosh it with havdalah on the way out, saying how this day is moved from the mundane days that follow it. So you're mentioning the Kedusha of the Yontif. So they're both mentioning about the Kedusha Sayyim. So they're similar to each other. So this would not be a problem. Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. The Rishayim take this even a step further. And they say that in the Kedusha in the Havdalah of Matri Shabbos that goes into Yontif, we even mention the Kedusha of Yontif. Right? We say Ben Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha is Yontif Vivdalta. Hamavda Ben Kedusha Kedush. So the whole Bruch of Havdalah is, the whole Indian is really Kedusha Zayayim. And if that's the case, it's not a separate thing that looks like we're combining two things that have no Shaykhs and we're just trying to do them all together to pop the Zichop. It's two things that have shaykhs to each other and they belong together. And that's why they could be done even l'chatchila, like on one kais, and that's why, like we know, and when Mirtz Hashem, in a little bit less than a month, we're all going to do Yak Nahaz, and the reason is because they belong together. It's not a problem of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. However, Birkas Amazon, the Kiddush, Trey Milininu. Masha Enki, when it comes to Birkas Amazon and Kiddush, Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush have no shaykhs to each other. Birkas HaMazon is for Achila, a Kiddush is for Kedushas Hayayim. So over there, if you would put the two together on one kais, when you have two kaises available for you, then it looks like you're doing mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. And that's why we say that dafka, in the case we have before, where you only have one kais, if you have no choice, you have no choice. But wherever you have a choice, then you can't do them together, and that's why in the first price, when Rabbi Yossi says you continue your meal at the end of the meal, you take two separate kaises, one kais for Birkas HaMazon, one kais for Kiddush. The reason why you need two separate kaises is because there's two separate mitzvahs that have no shaykhs to each other, and since they have no shaykhs to each other, therefore we'll say, Ein oisim mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. Okay. Yeah.